Why is it that we don't give ourselves permission to pause? Have you ever thought about that? I do quite often. And I forget about it quite often as well. I think we are oftentimes all too busy trying to get things done. We can feel time poor even before we get out of bed. We live our lives action after action after action, thinking, planning, and trying to accomplish whatever's next. And oftentimes when we do that, we forget how valuable it can be to take a moment to rest, to reset, to refill, or just to simply pause and acknowledge, okay, moving on. And I think we can often really notice when we don't. But even more, we can push it aside. And if we don't give ourselves moments to breathe and to pause throughout the day, we can start to feel like we're running on empty. You know, I like to think that, you know, our body, our mind, you know, it's like a vehicle, a car that's moving us forward, taking us to the next thing. If we don't pause to refill, literally, it's like the car runs out of gas. It slowly depletes itself and just starts working a little bit less ideally. I find giving ourselves the permission to stop for a moment is giving ourselves the opportunity to top it all back up, fill it back up. It's almost like as if we were to pause and to plug ourselves back into the wall just to feel a sense of recharge. I think we can all be led to believe that activity is a sign of productivity in our society. And I think because we believe this so often, we have a little bit of fear on slowing down. Because maybe our self-worth or our value or our identity is maybe a little bit attached to our output. And maybe that gives us a little bit of temptation or reason to just keep pushing forward. I mean, I know for me personally, I'm far more productive when I feel a bit calmer, when I feel rested, when I've had a moment. But I also know what it feels like to feel like I don't have time for that. You know, on one hand, if we don't take breaks, we can get more done, or we think we can. But really, how sustainable is that in the long run? Yeah, you might be able to do it for a day or two, a week, a month, but at some point, you know, you're really going to feel a big sense of overwhelm. I really believe that if we proactively integrate little mini moments throughout every single day, then it becomes preventative, it becomes prehab. It's not, you know, rehab for our own well-being. And when we do that, our actions become proactive rather than reactive. I really believe that taking the time to pause isn't really to stop you from doing the things you want to do, isn't to tell you to change the direction of how you want to live your life, but rather to fulfill you, to refresh you, to reset you, to empower you to be able to do all these things. So today's practice is this. what would happen if you would simply take 1 minute for a personal pause before you start anything new? If you're about to leave the house, before you run out the door, take a moment to pause. If you've finished your morning meeting and you're getting ready for lunch, take a 1 minute personal pause. If you've finished catching up with your friends and you're headed home, take a minute to pause. And you may just find that these little mini moments throughout the day will give you the huge sense of energy and vibrancy and life to be able to really feel as if you've had a day well lived. So this is your good intention. And let's make permission to pause your practice for today.